This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost, those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it right now. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is your medicine. So the choices that you make today, they can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have. Our health really is, I mean, it comes down to your choices. I mean, it's not anything more than that. And I always say, strong mind, strong body. And it goes in that order. So many people get hung up on what supplement you need to take, and do I need to take a multivitamin, or should I be taking a probiotic? And it's not really about any of that. I mean, those things are important. You got to have the basics of what's going to be the raw materials to give you good health. But at the end of the day, it comes down to your mindset. It comes down to your choices that you make every day. So no one can do that for you. Your doctor can't do it for you. Your friends can't do it for you. Your parents can't do it for you. Your coworkers. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. Like, you have to do that. And, I mean, I was talking to a person the other day, and I just want to pull my hair out. And I have no hair, but I was wanting to pull it out. And it was amazing because they kept saying, I'm overwhelmed. Okay, now this person has diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, arthritis, depression, and they're on about 9 different medications. I'm not even kidding. And I'm sitting there going, okay, like, you're overwhelmed by having to eat salmon and broccoli and drink, you know, half your body weight in ounces, which, you know, you're 290 pounds. Let's be a little generous. Let's just drink 120 ounces a day, which is a gallon, right? And they're saying that I'm overwhelmed by having to eat healthy and drink water and exercise. But yet you're taking literally 9 medications or more. And I'm just blown away at the choices and the mindset when someone says they want to get well, but they're not willing to put in the work. It's like everything that goes on with people's money and their finances. They want to make more money, or they want to be in a better financial situation, but they're not willing to save. They spend everything that they make. So it comes in the same place with our health. I mean, our health is our greatest wealth, and your choices are everything. Like, your attitude toward your body is everything. And you can go after whatever goals you want to go after in life, but the reality is that if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. You can lose all your money and go work and get it back. But if you lose your health, you lose the very vehicle and the very gift that you were given to be able to live a quality of life. So that's why I'm so passionate about it, because it all comes down to you, and it's not like it just happens, okay? Don't buy into the genetic thing. Don't buy into this thing about genetics, that they do have, I mean, there are genetic conditions, don't get me wrong, but don't buy into the fact that it's, you know, because your grandmother had diabetes, you've got diabetes. That is a bunch of bunk. I mean, that is the craziest concept, because genetic predispositions are more like family predispositions, meaning it goes like this, okay? It's not so much that grandma had diabetes, so you're just going to get diabetes. Like, it's on your docket, you know, to get it. No, grandma had diabetes, and she taught her family how to eat a certain way. She taught mom or dad how to eat a certain way, which then in turn mom and dad taught you how to eat a certain way. Everybody's eating the same recipes, the same casseroles, the same family tradition meals, and they're doing everything together. That's why everybody gets diabetes, okay? That is the family history, right? Like with medicine, we do our family history. The funny thing is, it's like that. You should ask those questions if you're a physician. How does everybody in your family eat? Does everyone exercise? Is it a family tradition to go ride bikes on the weekends or sit around, eat popcorn, pizza, and watch TV all day? Like, what is the family tradition? You dig into that, you're going to figure out the choices of the person. You figure out the choices of that person, you're going to understand why they have high blood pressure, cholesterol, the whole nine yards. Like, that's where it comes from. So it comes from our choices. Our choices are what matter more than anything else. And I'm on that right now because I see it every single day, and I hear the whining and the complaining about why someone has a certain condition and how they can't get out. Like, if you have a what we call a chronic health condition, obesity, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, type 2, not type 1, because that is a genetic component, and that is autoimmune, okay? So you get a little bit of a free ticket on that if you got that going on. That is something that is genetically enhanced, and that's something that you can't cure it per se, but you can control it in a great way, okay? But just know for these chronic conditions, like blood pressure is not hard to get rid of, okay? I mean, I'll just tell you a perfect example. My 80-plus-year-old mother had been on multiple medications for a long time. She followed my principles, and finally, you know, she's mom, right? So they listened to about half of what you say, which I'm having the greatest mother in the world, the greatest. She finally listened, and she's off all of her medications, all of them. So these conditions are not hard to beat. Many of the conditions that you face are from your own choices over years and years and years. And on this show, we want to help you beat that. I want to help you become a better version of you, of yourself, to be better today than you were yesterday. The cool thing about this whole deal is there's no finger pointing here. Like, it's not like I'm pointing a finger and saying it's all your fault. But it is kind of all your fault. But the cool thing is you don't have to stay there. It's not like it's all your fault and you can't lose the weight. It's not like it's all your fault and you'll be on insulin forever. It's not like it's all your fault and you'll be on medications forever for high blood pressure. Like, it is your choices, and it is, you did put yourself in that position. But the cool thing is like I always say, if you can lifestyle your way into a health challenge, which is all this is, it's not a death sentence, it's a health challenge, meaning that challenges are meant to be faced so you can get out. So the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way in, you can lifestyle your way out. That's the power of this. So as much as the power lies in your hand to make the choices that led you down this path, that same power, that same ability lies in your hand to get yourself out. But you are the only person that can do that. Not some world-renowned doctor, you know, not some flying into some state with some doctor that's supposed to be the greatest, not listening to me here, not listening to Oz on TV, okay, and thinking that we all have the answer. We don't. I mean, we have good information, yes. But you have to do the work. Nobody's going to do the work for you. You got to dig your heels in the sand. You got to draw your line in the sand. You got to say enough. No more. That's it. I'm done. You know, today's a brand new day. You got to think, well, because of my wife or my husband or my kids or my grandkids, like, I've had enough. I want to be here for them. I want to make good choices. I don't want my choices to take me out early, to die early. Like, it all lies in your hands. You choose. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Asa RX right here. I'm Asa. Go to asarx.com. Now listen, this show's about you and for you. Coming up, we're going to grab your calls when we come back. Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. Hey, if you're looking for a provider in your area that believes the same way that we do, we have providers that can help you get to that next level. Just go to AsaRx.com. You can find any of our team of providers in your area that can help you grow and get to the next level with your health and with your life. And don't forget about the podcast. If you haven't checked out the AsaRx Experience podcast, go to any of your platforms. You can also go to the website, go to AsaRx.com, but go to any of your platforms from iHeart, Pandora. You can go to, of course, Apple Podcasts and Google Play. Just go there and type in AsaRx, okay? All you got to do is that. You'll see us pop up, and you can grab us. We've got a podcast out every single day. 5 days a week. And it's a very, of course, an easy way, especially if you're busy and you love catching the show and you want that little daily dose every single day, then that's a great way to get that. Just get our podcast. You can subscribe to it, which we would love. And then you'll get it every day as a little notification. And also, if you haven't signed up for our email newsletter, do that and you'll get notifications. And of course, our newsletter that goes out every day to give you that bit of information as well. So, great way to stay connected. You know, look, we're building a community here of people that really want more. They want more for themselves. They want more for their family. They want more for their health. And remember that when you have great health, you have a great life. When you have, I mean, the two things that you want to protect as far as your health goes, like it's not, for me, it's not about, and I work out all the time, right? Like I work out every day with weights and I do cardio and I do, you know, all kinds of things. I'm a very active person. But the two things that I want to protect are my energy and my stamina. Those are two things that I want to protect. And really, energy and mobility, I think, are probably the two. I have three, energy, stamina, which kind of go together, and mobility. But I really want to protect those. And for anyone at any age, that should be your goal. Let's just go with energy and mobility. I kind of like that. I just made that up as I'm going along. But I like those two. Those are the two things I really, really work on if I really break it down and condense it down. So those are the two things you should really work on, energy and mobility. Because as you age and as we move down the line, you know, you end up sitting more, right? So we become more sedentary and you start to lose mobility. Okay? You know, you could do handstands when you were 15, try to do a handstand at 45, right? Why is that? Strength, mobility. You could run around, you know, till 2 a.m. when you're 25. Try that at 50. And why is that? So, see, there's a loss of energy and a loss of mobility. If you protect your energy and you do things to protect your mobility, you're going to have a high quality of life, okay? So those are the two things to really begin to focus on. Let's jump in the phones here and talk to Bob. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I have a problem with heat flashes. 83 years old. I want to see if that's normal.
Well, when you have heat flashes or hot flashes, as we call them, there's a couple things to think about. Now, with men, very different than women, it can be hormonal, but a lot of times it can be tied to blood sugar fluctuations. And as you know, the blood sugar fluctuations can deal with things like hypoglycemia and diabetes, right? Which is not good. So if you haven't had any blood tests done, I'd go to your physician and get some lab work done. Have them take a look, see what's going on, and just see if there's a potential that there might be some kind of condition like that. Okay. Now, as men age, there's some hormone fluctuations that happen too. The other thing is I would get checked for all nutritional deficiencies. If you don't have anybody that can do that, get in touch with one of our providers, and we can get that set up for you. But that's really a big, big key, is figuring out exactly what you're looking for in the nutritional deficiencies. Because men, we have fluctuations, but you know, like estrogen levels, which is a female hormone, that tends to rise in a male, and our testosterone, which is our primary hormone, tends to decrease as we age if we don't do certain things to protect that. Now, the other fall that can happen that causes prostate issues that no one talks about is progesterone. And progesterone is a big one in a male, and if progesterone levels have dropped too low, it can mimic these heat flashes you're talking about, or hot flashes. So getting tested to figure out what your deficiencies are, and then also seeing what your hormone levels are, those are all going to be extremely important, and that's what I would look into first and foremost in this whole game. Because if not, you're going to be stuck into a place where, I mean, that's only going to increase. Remember, when you get these type of symptoms, it's like a warning system for the body, okay? So that's what's really going on. So get that checked out. Let me know. Keep us posted, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. We're here for you each and every day, no matter what you're struggling with. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the cool thing about this whole thing with the body. Marty in Shreveport, Louisiana says, right around the middle of every day, he sent an email, by the way. You can email me, by the way, go to the website, AsaRx.com. You can send me an email anytime. If you want me to make it part of the show, I will. Or if you want me to answer in private, I'll do that as well. Marty in Shreveport says, right around the middle of the day, I seem to get a headache. Sometimes it's pretty painful, and it seems to be around the backside of my head. Not sure what could be causing this. All right, well, it's interesting because I don't know what you're doing in the middle of the day, but most of the time we're right in the middle of a work day, right? So many of us are working, you know, whether you're in front of a computer or you're standing and teaching in a school or whatever you do, you're up busy doing something. Well, the more you concentrate and the more you're using your brain, the more you're using a brain chemical called acetylcholine. It's the number one brain chemical that we have in the brain, and that's utilized for focus and concentration and memory. But yet, it's also depleted very easily with stress. So if you have a lot of emotional stress going on, or it could just be stress related to the job or pressures in life, it just hammers your acetylcholine levels. I mean, drops them. When that drops, you can get headaches at the back of your head. No one really talks about that, but it's one of the main reasons that you get that. One of the best ways is to increase dietary choline that can help raise and build those levels. This is why I'm such a big fan of eggs. The egg yolk is loaded, one of the number one areas to get actual choline from. That's why I eat about 6 eggs every single day. But also you can get it from lecithin or phosphatidylcholine in a supplement form. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate is expected to vote Tuesday on advancing a sweeping elections overhaul bill dubbed the For the People Act. It's a piece of legislation that has no support from Republicans and some Democrats, like West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, wary of supporting it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his party will give the bill no quarter.
They made abundantly clear that the real driving force behind S1 is a desire to rig the rules of American elections permanently in Democrats' favor. That's why the Senate will give this disastrous proposal no quarter.
And the president of the NCAA says he's committed to supporting name, image, and likeness benefits for student athletes after the Supreme Court ruled that the organization can't enforce limits on education-related benefits. The court ruling against the NCAA in a suit brought by a former athlete who argued that caps on education-related compensation violated federal antitrust laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Some rioters arrested during violent protests in New York City last summer are having their charges dropped. Tim Berg reports.
Hundreds of alleged looters and rioters busted last year in protests over George Floyd's murder by police have had their charges dropped. That's according to new data released by the NYPD. In the Bronx, which saw fires in the streets and mass looting in June 2020, more than 60% of arrestees have had their charges dropped. That's according to an investigation by NBC New York. Jessica Betancourt owns a Bronx eyeglass store that was looted in 2020.
I think it's just disgusting. It's outrageous the way we're getting treated. No one made an effort to even come to the stores and say, you know what, can I get some surveillance? Can I get some fingerprinting to see if we could catch these looters? No efforts were made by the city.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Sources in the DA's office say in many of the cases, the evidence was not strong enough to secure a conviction.
And the Trump Organization has sued New York City after it ended its contract for a golf course at Ferry Point Park. The city terminated the contract following the January 6th riots at the Capitol, alleging that the former president incited the riot and was therefore in violation of the contract. In the lawsuit, the Trump Organization argued that New York Mayor Bill de Blasio had a pre-existing political bias against the former president and used the events of January 6th as a pretext to terminate Trump-related contracts. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. Check us out, go to AsaRx.com. I'm Asa, here with you each and every day, helping you get to the next level in your life to reach your potential and really become the best version of you. Now, talk about fitness levels. This is the one area I think that everybody struggles with the most. I can get someone to eat salmon and broccoli, but it's like getting them to exercise is like, gosh, it's like pulling teeth sometimes. But measuring your fitness level, you need to start thinking about a couple of things, okay? Fitness level is really not like a one-size-fits-all. I mean, there's a lot of differences in lifestyle and muscle tissue, genetic makeup, and really overall health that helps determine your fitness level. It's an individual measurement, though, that you can look at, and there's five components of fitness. All right, it's multidimensional. Like long distance runners have excellent cardiovascular health, but if you're all is legs and lungs, you won't have a lot of strength and flexibility. And by the same measure, someone who's overweight and aerobically fit is healthier than someone who's normal weight and, you know, doesn't exercise. So overall fitness, it looks at five different elements, okay? So number one is aerobic or cardiovascular endurance. Okay, that's aerobic exercise when you go out and you walk or you do some kind of what we call cardio. That's pretty much strengthening the heart and the blood flow. Next is muscular strength, number two. Muscular strength is important from any type of resistance type exercise, and that's crucial. I mean, for your as time goes on, your mobility is going to depend on how much muscular strength that you have. Then there's muscular endurance, and that's your ability, like playing athletics and being able to do a repetitive activity over and over again without, you know, getting tired too quickly. So that's your muscular endurance. It's strength over time. And then there's flexibility, which we tend to lose as we age, and it's important. That's why things like yoga is so important. It's a great form of exercise that keeps your flexibility strong while strengthening at the same time. And then body composition is a marker of fitness. If you have body composition that is off, meaning that if your body composition is at a certain percentage of body fat or whatever, then that creates an issue. Creates an issue for really everything. So there are people that are over 20% in body fat, yet they have good fitness, meaning they can run or they can, you know, they're strong in the gym, whatever it might be. But the body composition's off. So having a lower percent of body fat for your height and your weight is important too for overall fitness and general health. So you have to look at these different areas and develop some kind of action plan. Don't just go to lose weight and don't just go to, you know, be able to run a marathon. And you know, you really want to look at these different areas and get everything as balanced as you can. So fitness is about hitting these different areas, but it's about being balanced as well. And that's something that you want to focus in on. So I would work on those areas, okay? Just kind of mark these down. So number one, aerobic or cardiovascular. Just remember cardiovascular endurance. Muscular strength. Okay, what kind of fitness or what kind of resistance training are you doing? Bands or are you doing bars or whatever you're doing? Do something to increase your muscular strength. Muscular endurance. Actually playing athletics of some kind. Maybe it's racquetball or tennis or swimming or something like that, but having that muscular endurance. Flexibility. Work on your flexibility on a regular basis. Don't let yourself get stiff. That's how injuries happen. It's how people get hurt. And then your body composition. What kind of diet are you on that keeps your body composition at a good operating level is something that you want to look at. Okay? All of that is very, very important. And keeping those numbers where it's in a good place is going to be important for you and your overall level of fitness. Every bit of that is extremely important. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call. Go to the website. Go to asarx.com. Let's get on the phones and talk to Denise. Hi, Denise.
Now, I have reflux esophagitis, and I also have irritable bowel syndrome, and I was wondering if that honey would help me because the doctor put me on vitamin D and vitamin C, and I wondered if it would help me and I could still take my vitamins.
That's a great question. So when it comes to irritable bowel syndrome, things like acid reflux, there's really a bigger issue at play. Number one is you have to look at your overall gut flora. And really it comes down to that. So two things. Your gut flora, which is like the amount of bacteria and the balance of the bacteria. We call it the microbiome. But it's making sure that that's balanced. By eating the right kind of foods, of course, fermented vegetables, kimchi, yogurt is a fermented dairy product, kefir. Those are all really, really good to build up the right kind of bacteria. And I like using supplementation for probiotics. I think they're very necessary. I don't think you can get all the strands that you need out of foods. Kombucha tea is one of my favorites too. But along with that is also your hydrochloric acid production. And this is one area that we just don't talk about enough. And I think there's a lot of misinformation about it. You've heard about how apple cider vinegar, right, it's been around as a remedy forever. Like, it's like a kind of a grandma remedy. And it's said, oh, yeah, drink it every day. It's great for your health and all that. And it is. It's really, really good for your health. Okay. Apple cider vinegar makes, it's great. And you want to do it in an organic version as much as you can. I like Bragg's apple cider vinegar. I've spent a lot of time with Patricia Bragg, and her father, Paul Bragg, is the one that, of course, started the company. And they've got a beautiful farm in California. It's just gorgeous. And that's where they make everything. They grow their own apples, and they have this big orchard, and it's just gorgeous, beautiful. But she's an amazing lady, and her family's amazing for what they've done. But they really pioneered that. And in the apple cider vinegar, what it does in the body is it makes sure that your hydrochloric acid production in your stomach is high. And as we age, see, we lose that. As we age, we lose our hydrochloric acid production. And that becomes a challenge for a lot of people. So as you lose that hydrochloric acid production, then you lose the ability to break down and process foods very well. So that's one of the main things that you have to look at. And I would, first and foremost, get to a place where, I mean, if you've got irritable bowel, there's an emotional component. Okay, so there's stress somewhere, unforgiveness somewhere. There's something going on emotionally, number one. Number two is because it affects serotonin. Serotonin is a brain chemical, but it drives the gut. Okay, if you mess up serotonin, you're going to have a messed up digestive system at some level. And the other thing is eating the right kind of foods to get the bacteria in the gut right. But then you've got to have enough hydrochloric acid. That's where a lot of the indigestion comes in, and that's where a lot of these issues come in with people. So I would look into the apple cider vinegar. I would look into really clearing out the microbiome using a diet or an eating strategy that would do that. If you need help with that, our coaches and our providers can help you, kind of guide you through that process. We've got a whole system for that. That's amazing. You can just give us a call at the office at 888-283-7272, and someone can help you with that. But that, for, I mean, honey, vitamins, those things are great, but it's not the root cause. And I mean, for me, I like getting down to the root issue of what's really going on. If you get down to the root of it, then that's how you win the game, okay? And that's the direction that you'd want to go. Otherwise, you're going to be spinning your wheels. It's not about, well, I have this, do I just take this? Don't think that way. It's like, my body's doing this with this acid reflux thing and irritable bowel. The question needs to be answered, why? Why is your body doing that? Why 10 years ago was everything working great and now it's not? So that's extremely important. All right. Keep me posted on that and how it's going. And as you work through that, if you need help, let us know. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to acerx.com. We've got Samantha in Portland, and she says, I've noticed my ankles swell at night. What could make this happen? Well, it's one of those things that there's a lot of could-bes with that, okay? First of all, when your ankles swell, there's typically an issue with the heart or the kidneys. In generic sense, that's what those signs and symptoms usually mean. But it could be your lymph system is not working as well as it needs to. It could mean that, of course, the cardiovascular system is not working as well as it needs to. The challenge is to see if it's pitting or not. We call pitting edema. The swelling is called edema, okay? But if it's pitting, and what that means is you take your finger and you push into the swelling and then move your finger. If it just pops right back out and you can't see your indention of your finger, then that's just normal swelling. If you can push your finger into it and see an indention, and that indention stays for a minute and then has to slowly come back out, that's what we call pitting edema. So find out if it's that or not. But if it's pitting, then I would go talk to your doctor immediately, because it could be something leading more toward the heart or the kidneys, and let them run some tests and blood work and all that kind of fun stuff. And then you'll be able to at least track down what it's actually doing. Now, the root cause of that's a whole different deal. But I would get that checked out first and then let us know. Send me an email or call me back here on the show. Either one. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Asa RX. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. I'm Asa. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience. Go to AsaRX.com. Let's kick off with Scott. Hi, Scott. Welcome.
Hi. My question is about muscle definition. I'm wondering, I work out with free weights 4 to 5 times a week, and I'm just wondering why some men's bodies really show the muscle definition and other men don't. Mine's kind of the one that doesn't really show a lot of muscle definition, even though I work out pretty hard with free weights. Just wondering if there might be a supplement or some kind of superfood that I could eat to make a difference here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's one of those things where your muscle definition is going to come down to your eating habits and your diet. Like, it's not like one person. I mean, genetically, somebody could have more muscle or be predisposed to having more muscle or can build muscle easier. That's why you have some people have more of an athlete build. Some people are built better for football. And there's people that are 6'8" and they're built better for basketball and they're lean and lanky, but they still have muscle. So everybody shows it in different ways. But if you want, I mean, rule of thumb is this. If you want your muscles to show and you want muscle tone to show, then it's going to come down really more than anything to your eating habits. I mean, that's the bottom line. So the more body fat that you strip off, the more of your muscles will show. That's just the bottom line. And there's proven ways of doing that. And there's a whole system of eating that will do that. And you got to do things to help support your hormones from a natural perspective. Certain foods and way of eating will do that. Certain foods will maintain lean muscle tissue, burn away the body fat, and there's certain ratios of how to do that. It's not a pill. There is no pill that does that. Don't ever let anybody sell you that down the road. That, like, it takes to get abs, it takes hard work. If you want to have your biceps showing, it takes hard work, and it takes consistency, and it takes effort. So there's only one way, but there is a strategy for sure on how to do that. I mean, your protein levels have got to be in a certain place. You got to get a certain amount of fat, but the right kind of fats. Your carbohydrates, you've got to get the right amount of carbohydrates, a certain amount of grams for your body type. But listen, if you need help with that, our providers can help lay out a plan for you that way that can teach you exactly how to get the muscle definition that you're looking for. I mean, that is, it's not hard, but you've got to be strategic. And if you have a good plan, then you can make that happen. But it definitely comes down to your eating more than anything else. And yes, some guys have certain genetics that allow their muscles to show better, but every guy can get a certain level of tone into their body that can show muscles and muscle tone. Like, it's definitely possible. So it's not like you got just a bad deck of cards that were dealt to you. I mean, you really can get everything to balance out, okay? But if you need help, just let us know. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to AsaRX.com. Now, something I want to jump into is, which is a hot topic, is a vitamin D deficiency. So here's some signs that you might have that. And reality is this. Your skin doesn't make as much vitamin D, and you don't get it from the sun as you get older. And the kidneys start to grow a little less productive when it comes to converting that D in the form that the body can use. So we know that. Over the age of 50, it's when that happens. That's why over the age of 50, you get in the sun all the time, you get low vitamin D, you're thinking, what's the deal, right? But here's some signs that you could have a vitamin D deficiency, all right? Number one, your bones ache. So have you ever said your bones ache? Oh, it's the cold weather, my bones ache. No, that's a vitamin D deficiency. You have the blues. You get a little sad. All right, so the seasonal affective disorder that people talk about, that's a real diagnosis, but the reality is 9 times out of 10,
it's a severe vitamin D deficiency. Matter of fact, they did a study, and when they increased people that were sad like that, and they increased the vitamin D levels to a certain point, then the positive feelings returned into those people. So you're overweight or obese, there's no change in vitamin D production in people carrying excess weight, but the higher concentration of fat affects the levels of vitamin D in the blood. So if you gain a lot of weight and you're carrying a lot of weight, it's going to be harder for you to get the absorption for the vitamin D. If you have darker skin, studies have shown distinct demographic differences in the rates of vitamin D insufficiency and deficiency. So your skin pigment is a natural sunscreen. And the sunscreen with 30 SPF reduces the skin's ability to make vitamin D by a whopping 97%. So someone with very dark skin needs up to 10 times the amount of sun exposure just to get the vitamin D. But again, if you're over 50, it doesn't matter because the body's not working that way anymore. So if you're a big-time head sweater, you sweat a lot from your head, it's one of the first classic signs of a vitamin D deficiency if you're a head sweater. Okay, so if you're just pouring sweat from your forehead for anything, and that's what that is. You have gut trouble, so people with Crohn's, celiac, inflammatory bowel disease, and such have a greater risk for a vitamin D deficiency. This is according to the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. So how do you get vitamin D safely? The best way for me, I think, is supplementation. You can get in the sun, but for the most part, the sun is just really, you're not getting enough of what you need. Do you want to expose, if you do want to do the sun, though, just expose your arms, legs, abdomen, and back for about 15 minutes. And that can start the vitamin D production. But your supplementation is the easiest way to go. Just make sure if you're supplementing, you've got a blend of vitamin D3 with a vitamin K2. The K2 is super helpful for absorption. It also reduces potential calcium buildup in the body, especially in the arteries and the vessels. So that's vitamin D supplementation usually, depends on your body weight, on how many international units that you need. But that's a great way to get it. Okay, one of my favorites. You can get it from foods, but it's very limited in the dosage amount that you would need to really keep those levels up. And remember, the range on the blood test goes from like 30 to 100. Keep that range between about 60 to 80. I like to keep mine on the higher end of the range, but that's usually what's recommended from most practitioners that are on more the natural side. And most physicians in the traditional setting would say that as well. But it's another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Lyle Valentine, Derek Allen, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. And together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, you were made for more, built for more, and designed for more. So we on this show want to help you reach your potential and become the best version of you. You're listening to Asa RX.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of Asa RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.